I'm just surprised you can remember it all.
Oh, don't ever question my memory.
Well, I'm not questioning the memory. I'm just questioning the length of time that you had to review everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's taken quite a while. It started last fall, really, and because I'm still mayor, you know, and still working 7 days a week.
And you're writing a book on the side.
Well, yeah, that's the only way I can do it is when I have spare moments. So, but I've got a good writer. He wrote Roger's book.
So what's it been like for you?
I've enjoyed it. I didn't look forward to it because I thought, where will I ever get the time to give to it? But, you know, you can accomplish a lot but it means that you're pretty well tied down with being mayor and writing and working with him on the book.
Well, I guess the other hard part is just pulling it all together to make some sense and to give some value to anybody else who's reading it and taking the lessons learned, whether they're political lessons of dealing with a crisis like the derailment or the the current relationships with federal and provincial governments.
Yeah. He goes back to my life. I was born on the Gaspé Coast in a little town, and it's quite interesting how I progressed from there up to out to take the. I only went to grade 9 in my hometown, and then had to go to Quebec City and St. John's, Quebec, and finally get my high school education, and then on to a business course in Montreal, and then working, and here I am.
Listen, we'll talk a lot more in October when the book comes out, when we go through, you know, some of the stories. But just for purposes of today, give us a little bit of a crystallized version of that first political crisis of the derailment just a year after you became mayor of Mississauga. What was that like for you?
Well, that was, one of the highlights of my career as mayor. I was elected in 1978. I was mayor of Streetsville previously, but here I was elected mayor of Mississauga, and within a year I was in a major disaster, the derailment in Mississauga, and had to put together an emergency team to deal with it, and didn't realize how serious it was until... we had the problem of trying to seal that chlorine tank that was punctured with chlorine coming out of that hole into the air, and how could we protect our people with such a deadly chemical. So, you're thrown into the midst of a disaster, had to evacuate the people, 230,000 people being evacuated. Not all at one time, and we evacuated them according to the way the wind was blowing because of the chlorine could be taken in that direction. Mm-hmm. And, I was just thrown into a major disaster.
Yeah. Listen, I know it's early in the morning, so I don't want to, put you on the spot too much here, but I want to go through about three different themes. I'm going to give you one word and then give me your response in terms of advice from a 93-year-old perspective. First of all, advice to women generally and politics in particular.
Well, women, have to, if they want to go anywhere in either the private sector or the public sector, they have to work extremely hard. My saying is they have to work like a dog to get anywhere.
Advice on family, general.
You have to manage your time to be able to accomplish both jobs of being a mother and either working in the private sector or the public sector. Management of your time is the key.
Health and or diet.
You got to be active. I've always been interested in eating lots of vegetables and lots of fruit. Breakfast in the morning is a bowl of cereal, yogurt, if I have it, fruit on my cereal, and stay away from junk food.
Looking back, is there any one particular moment or issue or period of time that stands out in this large and long life of yours that will be included in the memoir?
Oh, there's so many,
right.
John. There's so many. Bob asked me that constantly. There's just so many. When I worked privately, being involved in building the pilot with the company that built the pilot project on the Great Canadian Tar Sands to take the oil out of the tar sands. When I look back on that and think, what an accomplishment by the company I worked for.
Proudest part of the development of Mississauga would be what?
Oh, I think the development of Mississauga was developing the city core, taking it from a hayfield to a core of Canada's sixth largest city.
Okay, wonderful. We'll talk again when the book is published.
Yeah.
And I still have to arrange with your staff for you and I to do a one-on-one.
Okay, John.
Thanks,
Aisha. Take care.
Bye.